place your left foot exactly on the marked spot over here.
Okay. Yep, no mouth.
What?
No mouth needed?
I've got a touch pad. Do you know
Hmm.
how I can wipe it up?
Not bad.
No? On that top.
Slap it.
With your brilliant ideas.
I don't know if I can touch the top or bottom. Do you know how I can wipe it up?
No. Yeah, try it out.
Come on, move it. Now, wipe it up.
F five. F five is off my thing.
I've lost my screen.
Yeah, so did I. I closed
I don't.
it. That wasn't very smart, I guess. Come on. Get back to me.
Trouble with your laptops?
Yes.
What happened to yours?
I closed
I closed it.
Yeah.
You bet your name.
Yeah,
You
my name is Liam.
You restarted it?
No, I didn't restart it.
No.
I just closed
Yeah?
it.
No, you open it, not matters.
Yes.
Just restart and not help it.
Hope it work, yeah.
I hope it will work.
All right.
Did you restart it?
No.
Hmm. I think this will work.
Now close your laptop.
Yep,
Yeah,
it works.
everybody ready?
Great.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yep, okay.
Well, welcome to the kick-off meeting. I forgot to put my name over here. It's Maarten. So you all know. What is the agenda for today? Well, the opening is what I'm doing right now. We're gonna do some acquaintance things, give some examples of the tool trading, project plan, discussion, and closing. We have 25 minutes. Okay, the project aim is to design a new remote control. Some of the objectives are that it has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. So now we
Okay.
all know what our goal is. But I forget the whole acquaintance part. But we all know each other. We all know each other's names. Joost,
Yes.
What's your
Kilo,
name?
Antek.
Antek. And Maarten.
I think we already been through that part.
Yeah.
Okay, it consists of three levels of design. We begin with the functional design, then we go to the conceptual design and the detailed design. Every level of design consists of some individual work, and we close it with a meeting. You all receive an email with a example of our explanation of what a particular level of design means to the different functions. You probably read that already,
Yes.
so I don't have to tell you about that. Okay, first we're gonna try some different things with the tools we have over here, so you get acquainted with these meeting tools. We have the smart boards, those two boards. This is the presentation board, which one I'm using right now. You can there's a document folder called shared document folder. You can upload your documents to that folder, and then you can open them over here, so you can do your PowerPoint presentations on this screen. We also have the whiteboard. We're gonna
Can we
skip
see the
to
whiteboard on our
No,
laptop?
no, just
No,
on the
I
screen
saw the
over there.
file, the smart board. That
Oh, no,
makes
probably it's
a
I don't know if the software is on the laptop, but it's mainly a thing for in the meeting, so I don't
Okay.
think it's I don't know if it's important. This is an explanation of the smart board. There is a toolbar over here. It's quite simple. You have the pen function, eraser function. It's like a very simple paint application. We use the same file during the whole day, and you can make new sheets by pressing on the blank button. it works like this. Oh. The pen is selected, yes. Oh no.
You have a pen.
It's not. But it is pen. It's not working like a pen yet. Oh. Oh. It's doing some stuff now. So you can use a pen, you can use an eraser. And you can make new blanks. And you can change the line width and the color of the pen by pressing on forward, but you have to select pen format. Then select current color or line width. So it's quite easy. Well, now you're all acquainted with the different tools. Right, we're gonna try out the electronic whiteboard. Every participant should draw its favorite animal and some of its favorite characteristics on a blank sheet with different colors with different pen widths. Well, I'll start off then. I'll use this same sheet. Let me think. Different colors. Well, I'm gonna draw a piranha, a fish.
Okay.
I'm gonna use some different color right now. Looks like a fish. Is this black?
Yellow.
Oh. Oh, this is just useless drawings. Teeth. I need teeth. Well, they are not supposed to be green or whatever color it is. Okay. What was I have some to sum up its favorite characteristic. Well, I like its razor sharp teeth. Plus the big forehead and the small actual face. And I like its overall aggressive look and well, that's what I like about the piranha. I think that's kind of what the intention should be. Well, who wants to be next?
Nobody, I guess.
I'll
You go,
try.
Guido?
Yeah, I'll try.
Make a new sheet. Just by pressing on
Blank?
the Yeah.
Okay, then pen again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so in the format menu you can choose the different colors
Okay.
and
Format.
Oh, control. Purple. I don't know what my favorite animal is, but the easiest animal I can think is a bird. I will That's my bird.
You know, I thought of that actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't it quite? It's a little bit light. Another color, maybe. A red one. A small one. Line width. Two? Three. No, that's okay. That's another one.
Tell us something
Enough.
about your favorite character
its
simplicity.
Yeah, it's the most simple animal I know. I don't know, maybe because they're such free and maybe in the sky or something like that. Maybe a little bit, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Shall I take more birds?
No. Forget the point.
Okay,
Okay.
okay.
What was your next?
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. I'll go next. Thanks. I haven't got a favorite animal too, so I'll
Pictionary.
What should I draw?
A cow.
Thank you, I'll draw a penguin. Yeah. I'll draw a penguin, whatever. I can draw, so you can start to laugh already. Whatever, something like that. Come on. Orange. Whatever. Oh, it's better than your bird.
Yeah.
Everything's better than your bird. Whatever. Hey, it's blue. No. Whatever. I like its ugliness. And yeah. Whatever, the way it walks or whatever.
Okay.
Your turn.
Okay. Drawing.
I'm going to draw a cat. I don't know why, but cat is a very smart animal. And you can have them at home. Which is not the case with penguins and
you can have a piranha at home.
Yes.
Or a lion. I mean a bird.
Don't mess with my bird.
It's not very very good drawn, but you can see a cat.
It's almost pure.
I don't think Darwin would agree with that.
It's ash. It's nice cat. He's crying, but
he's crying because of his ugliness.
What do you like about it then?
Most cats are small.
Oh.
You can handle them.
Okay. 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 Then we are through the tool training, I guess.
I won't call it training.
Okay. This is something about the project finance. The selling price of our remote control is going to be 25 euros. And our profit aim is 15 million euros. We're very ambitious on this one. The market range is international, so it's going to be sold worldwide. And the production cost should be a maximum of 12.50 euro per remote control. So that's clear. Yeah? Okay, we're now going to discuss some stuff. We're going to brainstorm about what kind of remote control is going to be. But tell me about your experiences with the remote controls. Do you have good experiences with remote controls? Or do they annoy you sometimes? Are they difficult to understand? Or maybe they don't interact with different kind of equipment very well?
I don't think the four of us got problems with remote controls, but if you see elderly people, all these buttons, and then they buy new TV because their previous one was stolen or whatever, and then a totally different remote. remote control with different functions on different places, and half of the functions are removed or whatever. So I think what we need is a clear remote control with grouped buttons, you know, all the buttons which apply to the text functions in one
different functions.
Well, one area or whatever, not like the button to enter text on top of the remote control and the button to yeah, to minimize it to this or whatever other functions totally somewhere else. I think we should group them. Same for the volume buttons and
Is it gonna be a remote control that's well, it can be used for different kind of equipment, like your TV and your stereo?
Well, I was thinking, since a TV is mostly used together with a VCR or DVD player or recorder, and not with a stereo, I think it should be good to include functions for VCRs and DVD players.
But DVD players and home cinema sets often double as stereo hi-fi sets, probably. That's what, from my experience.
I don't know, hi-fi set is not often used, as I know of, in combination with the television.
But we're gonna...
It's only for television, I thought.
Yes.
Oh, it is only for television?
I thought it was only for television.
Yes, it is only for television.
So we probably don't have to
well,
have functions for DVD players.
Well,
we're
gonna brainstorm about that. If we think it's useful, we do it.
Where did you find that?
In the email.
Oh,
that's right, it said television
it said
remote control, but
yeah, television.
I was thinking since
yeah,
it's
most
used
television
with DVD
remote control support other functions as well.
Yes,
so we can we have to think
us.
About that. Okay.
Yeah.
But we've gonna put some so user friendliness is a priority.
Yeah,
also
no one's
gonna
buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess
the experts.
Well,
yeah.
This maybe is some aspect of the, some point at which we can excel by making very useful. Then you're the usability man, so this is going to be a very important task for you then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, other ideas? How can we make it trendy or something? By just shape the look of it.
To go with fashion.
Maybe a can opener underneath it.
There.
Or something special like. Player inside
of
it, well, that production cost is going to be too high.
Yeah, way too high.
I think we have to keep it simple to get a whole market. It's international,
okay.
So
maybe with different
we have
types
to use
of fronts, or well, it must be something.
Well, that's an idea, of course, yes.
Particular, which makes it. We can skip back to the goals, probably. Original, trendy, and user friendly. Well, we also already talked about user friendliness.
Mm.
Oh, well. Trendy and original, well, it goes hand in hand, I guess.
Yeah.
When something is original, it tends to be trendy. Probably you should make a combination of that. Okay, so the technical part of the process is something you're going to look after for. So you have to think about what kind of equipment you want to you want to manage with it. Well, that's an important part for you then. With regards to the user-friendly part of it. Well, you should look out for what makes it trendy. Well, you know, like some special feature or some, that you get some gadgetness or something.
Yes, what the market wishes.
Okay. Well, closing. That meeting starts in 30 minutes. Individual acting, so the industrial designer will, well, the working design, of course, user interface designer, is it user?
Yeah.
User interface, technical functions design, and the management expert, of the marketing expert, user requirements specifically. Well, that's what was already clear to us. Specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach. I don't know how much time we have left. Oh, not many, I guess. We started at 12.
We just got a message.
Oh, and what does it say?
And it said 5 minutes, so we've got 4.5.
Okay, well...
I didn't get a message.
No. He's the...
Oh,
whatever.
The
project
team
leader.
Team leader.
Ahead of schedule, then.
He is the whatever.
We can close it. I'm gonna make some minutes, or take some minutes. And
yes.
It's clear you can put the stuff in the project documents, presentations, you can all
Project
We're
job
all
project documents is shown on the whiteboard.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we're all familiar with Microsoft PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Alright.
We're gonna write some stuff down and then we're ready.